I'm WBHM's Andrew Yeager, and a while ago, I was sitting at my desk. It's Friday afternoon, I'm getting ready to head out of town, and this email pops up in my inbox.
Hey, I'm a reporter at NPR National with a hopefully quick question.
Her name was Camila Domonoski. She was working on an obituary and explained it was related to a piece I did a few years ago. Basically, there was a person from the civil rights era named Mary who was part of both stories. But in Camila's research, she saw it spelled
M-A-R-I
in some places and
M-A-R-Y
in others.
And so I emailed and just basically sent a Hail Mary like, no pun intended. Can you help me figure this one out?
I didn't have an answer, and it did seem strange. So I found my old interview. I looked through old emails. I went back to notes from my story, all to figure out if it was Mary with an I or Mary with a Y. And this kind of thing, this kind of checking and double-checking, it is at the core of what we do at WBHM and NPR.
You have to be really vigilant about checking even things that seem like they shouldn't have to be checked. Everything has to be checked. If your details are wrong, that's what you build a story out of. So it's just important to be right.
That's why we work so hard to be right, to earn your trust by offering accurate information, even down to the smallest piece.
Names are really important. One letter can mean a lot.
But let's be honest. Sometimes we're on tight deadlines. Mistakes do slip through. We're human, after all. And I'll tell you, it feels horrible when that happens. Folks aren't shy about letting us know, either.
It was a Saturday afternoon. My dad called, just said I'd made a typo, and he wanted to make sure I knew. And then, you know, thanks. Hung up. Emailed. Got it fixed. That was the extent of the phone call. But yeah, that was classic dad behavior, right?
Seriously, let us know if you see something wrong. We want it to be right. So anyway, on this question about Mary's name, we looked at court records, oral histories, anything we could find, and it's definitely M-A-R-Y. Camila even called the woman's daughter to be extra sure. The one thing we never figured out was why that mix-up in the first place.
I'm not sure why that happened. Heaven knows I've made typos before, so at some point I think somebody made a mistake that then just got repeated.
Huh. Maybe they should have double-checked it first.